solihullradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to What's on Solihull. We're here to talk about some of the fun things to see and do this week here in Solihull. My name is Claire Bullivant from the Solihull Observer, and I'm joined by Jeff O'Brien from Solihull Radio and Ian Rogers, who runs What's on Solihull. Say hello, guys.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Where are we?
Yeah, well, it depends. Listen, thank you very much for downloading this featured content podcast here from Solihull Radio in association, obviously, with Solihull Observer and What's on Solihull. How have you all been this fantastic summery weekend?
I know. I hope everyone had a better weekend than you did, Jeff. Yeah, you were very well, weren't you?
No, I was confined to barracks, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's always the way, isn't it, when it's beautiful weather? Yeah. But the most important thing is you guys listening. Please do get in touch with us. If you have any events that you'd like included, you can contact us at the Solihull Observer telephone 0121 270 2291 or email us or find us on the What's on Solihull social media, Facebook, Twitter. We're everywhere, aren't we, guys?
Can't go wrong.
And we want your events because we want to talk about them, and we want to get lots of people in Solihull coming to your events and to see you. And there's so many things going on.
No, it's been a busy weekend. Ian, where have you been?
Mainly doing the family thing.
Okay.
Yeah, spending time with Nan, spending time with Mother, over into Stratford.
Nice,
very busy. Yeah.
Busy, very busy.
And then popped out to a few bars in Solihull on Easter Sunday night.
Yeah. Is that where you're originally from, Stratford?
No, I just wanted to
go and get some
treats from over that
way. I thought you are Mr. Solihull. There's nobody more Solihull than you.
No, it surprised
me a little bit then.
I had my passport and I managed to get out of the area.
You do leave once in a while.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right, what's been going on?
Our date for this particular podcast is off Thursday, the 25th of April, and going all the way through until, I think we've only going through until Tuesday this week. So, we haven't got much going on at Wednesday. So if you've got a Wednesday event, let us know, because we'd like to have you on this podcast. Mm. But starting off on Thursday, the 25th of April, there's a scarecrow making day happening at Knoll Park. What a fun thing to do, making a scarecrow.
It is. I've seen it in the past, and it's a really, really enjoyable day.
Really? Mm. Well, apparently there are prizes for the top three scarecrows, and pre-booking is essential as they will need to send you a copy of the equipment list that you need to bring with you, apparently. Mm. So call them on 0121 704 8000 to book your place on that. And then you meet at the car park off Longdon Road at 10:30 a.m. on the Thursday. Postcode for your sat-nav is B979HY. But I love that idea of making scarecrows.
Really good
in this
fun.
Hopefully the weather stays nice and sunny.
Have you seen that scarecrow, not exhibition, but they do it on that road. Yeah, exactly.
Great,
and you go along there, and every other house has got something out the front, and it's a really nice, depending on the topic as well. There could be a topic for the village, and they create their own displays.
Do you know what we use at home instead of scarecrows? We have CDs.
Yep.
If you hang old CDs, the reflection apparently keeps all the birds away.
Yeah.
But I much prefer a scarecrow. It'd be much more fun and scare mate. Then in the evening, there is the Library Late's Poetry and Spoken Word event happening with Brenda Reed Brown at Balsall Common Library. They say this is going to be a very relaxed evening of poetry and spoken word, featuring a performance from the guest poet. But also they'll be showcasing some of the local talent we have here in the area. So if you're a local poet and like to get involved with these things, it's always nice to join up with other people, local poetry writers and things. Give them a call on 01676 532 590, and hopefully we'll get to hear your spoken word at one of these events soon. They put on some great events actually at that library. I keep hearing about they've got an astronomy one coming up, I think, and they get some good guest speakers, so keep in touch with them.
Okay, check it out.
Moving on to Friday, the 26th of April. This sounds like fun for the kids. It's a Find a Frog event at the Parkridge Centre in Bruton Park. You guys ever been? Have you ever taken your kids to these sort of things?
Yeah, I've been there. Can I just mention on the back end of that, if you're doing an event at the Parkridge Centre, their cafe is also very, very good.
I haven't actually been there yet, but I need to go.
Yeah. The coffees and food in there, the cake is amazing, actually.
I remembered where it is now.
There you go.
I was trying to picture where it was. Yeah. I've got it now, yeah.
Halfway around on that long path between the two car parks, there's a lovely nature centre there. I've taken the little ones to some parties. They run sort of mini beast parties and den building parties.
How old are your little ones?
7, 9, and 3.
Oh, you've got 3. I didn't realize you're 3. Oh, you're busy.
Busy.
busy. 3 under 10. Mm. Well, apparently there are lots of frogs there, and they're also running loads of these sort of nature events all summer. So if you want to find out more, you can always go to www.wkwt.org.uk, and there's all the events listed on their website. Then on Friday evening, we've got lots of live music happening out and about. Perhaps you could give us a few of your...
come on, music specialist.
Ones, Ian.
Okay. Looks like we've got Andy Abraham doing Nat King Cole's songbook. Wasn't he the guy from X Factor?
He was in the studio a week and a half ago.
Oh, was
you
he?
Know more about
yeah,
him?
Yeah, yeah. He was in the studio a week and a half ago. He's great friends with Lee Perry.
Yeah.
He came in and they had a great chat. And if you want to go back and have a listen to the interviews, head over to Solihull Radio's Podbean. Or the on-demand page on solihullradio.com, and you can listen to Andy. Is he coming to the Core?
Yeah, he's in the Core. Apparently he was the runner-up on X Factor in 2005. But in this show, he's taking his voice to the next level as he celebrates the life and music of the legend that was Nat King Cole. And it's apparently the 100-year anniversary of the man himself.
Wow.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Andy was the famous refuse collector. You remember everyone said he was the bin man on X Factor. So he was sort of described that way.
Okay, great.
I do remember him now. Oh, well, yep, get your tickets for that from the Core Theatre at solihull.co.uk. And there's also live music with Jessica Rhodes at Isabella's.
Yep, she's there from 9 o'clock in the bar. There's also live music at the Farm this Friday. That's at 9 o'clock, and that's with Giles and Sully. Those guys are great. Basically, excuse me. We're all ill today.
We're all not very well.
Occasion and acoustic guitar playing funk, soul, pop, Motown and R&B. So those guys are great. Motor Soul, live band at the Mason's Arms. They're on from 9 o'clock. So if you like your Motown and Northern Soul, they kind of play all those guys. Dominique, she's the lead singer of those guys, and they're great. Well worth seeing. Mm-hmm. 80s Night, that's come round fast. It's the last Friday of the month, so... 80s Night will be at the Slug with Jeff Peters. And then the late night finish will be Kyle Sheriff doing Splendid Fridays at the Walkabout until 4 a.m.
I like the fact that he calls it Splendid Fridays. And I keep noticing you say Splendid a lot.
Yeah.
Is he one of your mates?
It's a positive thinking word. Yes, Splendid. Splendid.
it's a splendid night. I like that. Moving on to Saturday, the 27th of April, the Solihull Bid Team are hosting a Solihull Style Weekender at Mel Square and Drury Arcade. There's going to be fashion styling demos, a fashion show, pop-up stalls, goodie bags, personal consultations with hair and beauty experts. And they're even going to be making over Samina Ali Khan. Samina
Ali Khan, wonderful. She is one of the presenters, news anchor ITV newsreader.
Oh, okay.
She was also the host of the Bid Awards last year.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, they're going to be making over her so you can actually watch and learn what they do to her. And it's all happening between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. in Solihull Town Centre. And you can find out more details on the Solihull Bid website, which is solihullbid.co.uk/events. They're putting on some great events, aren't they, Solihull Bid?
Mel and her team are working really hard this spring, doing some great work.
Did they call the square after her? Is that why it's called Mel Square? Should be, shouldn't it?
I'm having that one.
I'm making a note of that.
Hold on, I'm writing that one down, Claire.
They're also working together with skets.co.uk, who are putting on the Solihull Spring Craft Fair Day on the High Street, also on Saturday, the 27th of April. This is going to be on the High Street in Mill Lane, actually, B91ONA, between 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. This is going to be lots of local artists and jewellery designers, as well as some stalls offering artefacts from overseas. Apparently, they've got lots of great pieces all the way from Morocco to get your hands on.
Okay.
So if you're into Moroccan art and artefacts, get yourself down there. Then on Saturday evening, that's Saturday the 27th of April, we have, and I'm going to murder this word
now. I can't wait to see you pronounce this.
Go on,
looking
good
at
luck.
This thinking, which one of us is going to pronounce that?
Ian, perhaps you can
give it a try.
It's Thaigaraja. That's it. You've said it perfectly. It's a festival and it's happening at the Core Theatre. This is the annual festival celebrating the life of this singing Indian saint. I won't say his name again. Through a showcase of Indian classical music and dance. It's sounds like a fantastic event. They put it on once a year. And for more information, go to info at shruthiuk.com or on the Core Theatre website, which is thecoretheatresolihull.co.uk. And if anyone knows how to say that word, get in touch with us, because we should really know how to say that word.
I'm sure I nailed it.
Indian saint. It's something like Thai Agar Ajar.
What time was that?
It's on in the evening. And it doesn't stop there. Lots of live music happening about town on Saturday night. There's a Freddie Mercury tribute night happening at the Knoll British Legion on the Warwick Road in Knoll. And apparently Joey Linden found his talent of portraying Freddie Mercury a few years ago. And he's already become one of the most sought-after tribute artists in the whole of the UK. He spent years performing in London in musicals such as Miss Saigon and Footloose in Chicago. So he's definitely got the pipes. And we can't wait to see him as Freddie. If you want to go, it's adults £7, children under 13, £4, and it starts at 7 p.m. at the Knoll British Legion. And you've also got some fun events going on Saturday night, Ian.
Yeah, another busy night in Solihull. Isabella's live music, acoustic styles, as they do every Friday and Saturday at 9 o'clock. Alex Harry is back there this week. There's a DJ, Ian Hall. He's on at the Flute and Flagon. That'll be starting at 9 o'clock as well. And Akamba have let us know about the Steve Gibbons Band that are performing there. Those guys had chart success, I'd say, in the 70s, I think it would have been. A Birmingham band. They've been huge on the live circuit since. Steve's got a big international following as well, and he's worked with bands such as The Who, ELO, Leonard Skinner, amongst some others as well. So a good track record that those guys have got. So they're playing at Akamba. I think tickets in advance are £15, and you can call them on 0121 733 3111. Yates's in Solihull had DJ Jeff Peters. He's getting around the town a lot, isn't he?
He's doing some good work,
Definitely is. Yeah, that's Escape Saturdays, and that's running between 9 and 2.30.
Nice. And then on Sunday, the 28th of April, we've got live music as well with the Peas happening at the Slug. Do we know about this band?
Yeah, it's actually their first time that they've played at the Slug in Solihull. And I've looked into those guys, and they're quite. It's a male and a female, acoustic guitar and double bass. And they basically give 80s and 90s music a bit of a facelift,
nice.
Kind of funk it up a little bit. So it's quite cool. So everyone will know the songs, but they might be done in a different style than you're used to. So I'm actually intending to go along to that one, because I think that sounds quite interesting.
And that starts at 6 p.m.
6 o'clock.
Okay, great. Moving on to Tuesday, the 30th of April, we've got the Wedding Singer theatrical production happening at the Core Theatre. This is based on the hit Adam Sandler movie and really brings the 80s back to life. They say in their promo stuff, it's time when hair was big, greed was good, collars were up, and a wedding singer might just be the coolest guy in the room. And they do say, please note that this production contains some very strong language and adult themes, which may not be suitable for younger audiences. But if you fancy reliving the 80s, this is one for you, not to be missed. You can get your tickets for that on the Core Theatre website.
That sounds great.
Brilliant.
Also on Tuesday night, there's a really fun quiz night happening that we've been told about at the Red House on the Hermitage Road. B912LP is the postcode for your sat-nav on that. It's £1 entry and all the money goes to charity. There's a prize for winning and it starts at 8 p.m. there. And also, I think something we're all going to go to, aren't we? It's the Energy Fitness Launch Night the Tuesday, the 30th of April. This is the new fitness club. If you want to go along, check out their website. I don't know, is it open to the public? They've definitely sent us the details, but I don't know if you need to register with them and you might get an invite or something.
No, I think they've just sent it out. I've seen it on their social media just to come down and experience that sort of party.
Oh, brilliant.
The day before.
So do check out their website, energyfitness.com/Solihull. And energy is spelled E-N-E-R-G-I-E. So I always thought it'd be good to have a gym called Energym, which you make like electricity yourself, like the energy.
Claire,
do you think that's a good idea?
I'm just writing this down, Claire. Keep this coming.
That's one of my little thoughts I keep having.
Big business workshop.
Energym.
Yeah. I've never seen Jeff take so many notes. He's been given homework. When did that start?
Energym, that's brilliant.
I know, and you make you pedal your own electricity and help the planet. It's one of my little things. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
On our next business venture.
I'll devote some thinking time to that. Brilliant.
Fantastic. Well, that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call, and we'll help you publicise it, to all the readers of our newspaper, listeners of Solihull Radio, and viewers of What's on Solihull. You can say it better than me,
Ian. That's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening, and have a great week.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a great week.
You're listening to Solihull Radio.